I could hear my heart beating on the monitors. Not the dull thud you're used to. It had a liquid whipping sound like a stingray moving through the sea. When the test was over, they gave me a towel to wipe away the cold gel smeared all over my chest, which reminded me of a rushed sexual encounter, and showed me my heart on the monitors, pointing out all four chambers. "Oh, look at that," I said, seeing this muscle that's been keeping me alive for 17 and a half years. And I wondered, then and there, if I would ever see it again. Hopefully not, I guess. So I spent a second or two watching it do its thing and feeling grateful for all its work on my behalf. I won't know if there's a real problem with my heart for another week when I see our family cardiologist and he interprets the echo results. But that's cool, because now the world has this romantic gloss to it. I mean, I might die young. I might die young. My heart, you see. I've been practicing that line in my head. We were supposed to go to a fancy schmancy resort in Maui, but now we're not because of my burned up aunt. And that's okay. I mean, about Maui, not my aunt. Although I swim, I'm not as athletic as the rest of my family. Sometimes that can get pretty annoying on family vacations, what with the surfing and the tennis and the hiking and shit. In Cabo last year, we went horseback riding along a beach. The rest of my family galloped off like they were in Red Dead Redemption, but my horse just lumbered along, sticking to the edges, eating every weed in sight. I finally gave him a sharp little kick and was like, "Come on, buddy, let's move." The horse stopped munching and slowly turned his head to look back at me with this expression like, "Bitch, please." I wound up stumbling back to the hotel hours later, covered with dust and grit, to find the rest of my family glistening and supine, tanning by the pool, lazily swirling straws through bright yellow drinks with little pink umbrellas. "Oh, Aiden, honey, did we lose you?" said my mom, sitting up a tad and only slightly lowering her sunglasses from her novel, the second 50 Shades of Grey book. The bronze-skinned pool boy gave me a sympathetic smile. I found him later stacking chairs and felt vindicated when we hooked up in a blue and white striped changing cabana while my family ate shrimp tacos without me. I was still pissed at the only passable restaurant at the resort, Pasión del Amanecer. The pool boy's name was Santiago. I remember that while he kissed me, I gazed through the cabana flap into the dark pool. The water reflected squiggles of light from all the hotel windows above. Between kisses, I mouthed his name because I liked it. Jackson taps my knee, exposing that impressive bicep of his. The jagged edge of his red lightning bolt tattoo peeks out from under his cobalt blue short-sleeved button-down. "Should we get more hot water?" he's asking me, gesturing at one of the waiters framed by the tall windows. The view is amazing. Central Park splitting the beige, glittering buildings of New York City like a vegetal invasion climbing out of the planet's core. Tatiana, Jackson's girlfriend, is nodding, texting, reaching for a mini pastry on a tier of plates. The sandwiches are gone already. "Yes, please," she says. Jackson and Tatiana are the perfect couple, both of them black, gorgeous, super smart, athletic, total Renaissance types. Jackson got into MIT, where he will probably stay for a year and create the next Facebook. Tatiana is already at Harvard, pre-law. They met on a secret Tinder-like app that only accepts people who are a certain level of attractiveness and intelligence. I'm not kidding. Digital eugenics. It's happening. I look practically homely next to them. At least three people that I know of already walked up to Jackson today, revealed themselves as modeling scouts, and dropped business cards in his lap. I get why. Jackson is tall, toned, has an amazing smile and perfect bone structure. I call him Rational Eric Killmonger. He calls me the flaxen-haired ghost of a J.Crew heir who died choking on an almond croissant. He has no interest in modeling, but he smiles at anyone who asks. Sometimes I think my feelings for Jackson might go deeper, but I don't want to complicate our friendship, so I never let my mind fully go there. I gaze down at the cars racing around Columbus Circle. Being so high up makes the world seem quiet. I snap a few photos. I use Instagram, but not as much as everyone else does. I prefer to upload photos to my Tumblr. It makes me feel like a serious photographer. I number and title every photo. I look at Jackson. "Is Leo coming?" "Leo is flaking," says Jackson. "Surprise, surprise." Leo is our other friend. Half Asian, hipster, coder, puppyish, flakes a lot. Goes to Comic-Con, total stud anyway. Loves Minecraft, Fortnite, and Tarantino, but nothing after Inglourious Bastards. Heading to Brown next year, full scholarship.